And by the way, Game of Games we just finished is powered by Cole Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to code to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Today, in place of Shidano and Cappy, we've got Beto and DeMarco.
Do you remember
what's going on?
Do you remember that, Beto, when the great Chris Roberts once described Matt and Dave Ball arriving simultaneously at the quarterback as a twin ball sack?
That's great.
It was awesome. That was my favorite radio clip for about 5 years. He was just talking in a stream of consciousness because they're twins.
Yeah,
Dave and
yeah.
Matt are twins. And so they both got there.
Oh, was Chris Myers?
Chris Roberts.
Chris Roberts. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, the UCLA radio guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was doing sidelines down on the field, and Matt Stevens and Chris, or might have been Chris and Wayne Cook, I can't remember, were up in the booth, and those guys both sacked him at the same time, and Chris goes, Matt Ball, Dave Ball, it's a twin ball sack!
10 seconds later.
Oh, yeah. And we all went.
You were at UCLA radio sidelines?
Yeah.
What job haven't you had in L.A.?
There is not one that exists in sports broadcasting that I have not possessed.
It's true. That's awesome. You were the Clipper guy for a season, right?
Three.
Yeah, because when I was a Clipper intern, I remember handing you a credential, and I didn't know what you were doing there.
Yeah, and I did. I did it for 3 years. It was fun.
You were a Clippers intern?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Community relations.
No, did you? Did, was your job to keep people away from Donald Sterling at all times?
Wow.
Which somebody at the Clippers once told me is part of everyone's job. Don't bother the owner.
So I did community relations. So when the players would go, say, like Toys R Us for the Christmas drive or the Thanksgiving, whatever it was, you were there. I remember my first day, it was media day. And I wasn't in the media relations department, but they needed help.
Right.
Because that's when the players come out and they sign all the basketballs.
Sure.
And Mike Oluwakandi looked at all the basketballs he had to sign. Said, bleep this, just kept on walking. I was like, whoa, welcome to the Clippers, Beto.
Well, Michael was a nice guy, but had zero interest in being a professional basketball player. He just was 7 feet tall and was the number one overall pick in the draft. And I thought, oh, God, this guy doesn't love the game.
Well, he's the one who said, I'm going to University of Pacific because he thought it was near the Pacific. It's actually in Stockton.
So he had to drive a little ways to get to the Pacific.
He was a different guy.
So, DeMarco, since you're the only one who actually played in the NFL.
Yeah, what's up?
Give us your 2 cents on, Greg feels strongly.
What?
That
Wait, does
Aaron,
he have a spotting chart?
Aaron Donald should be disciplined for what he did at practice, should receive some type of a suspension.
Nah, let it go. But, it's practice, man.
Yeah, it's practice.
It's joint practice. Things happen.
You ever been in a practice when a guy took a helmet off and used it as a weapon?
I tried to reach in and grab Tony Mandarich by the heart and
Tony
stop
Mandarich?
Him.
Wow.
Yeah, this was
the lineman?
The Mandarich story. This was his rebound. Remember, he flamed out in Green Bay, and he came back in Indianapolis. He was a pretty good guard, kind of resurrected his career. So we had joint practices with them, and we went at it. I got to see you on Wednesday and then again on Thursday. You can't tell me somebody's not going to take a swing. Especially in the D-line.
So it happens in, I said earlier, most football practices I've been to have had some type of fight that need to get broken up.
Yeah.
Training camp especially.
Teammates,
Bergman needs to lighten up.
Bergman's not just Bergman.
Well, everybody needs to lighten up then.
I just don't think you should swing helmets.
No,
fair.
Nobody's
you
in
shouldn't.
Favor of that.
But no one got hurt. Move on.
It's practice, though. That's the team's part.
Like, DeMarco, are you surprised Buffalo's favorite in that Rams game?
No,
the opener?
Not at all.
Why?
Because of Josh Allen. And they're pretty good. Von Miller's over there. That being
Super Bowl champs at home.
And the Mafia's crazy.
Well, I mean, it's...
Will the Mafia be crazy?
Oh, absolutely.
How big a showing will Buffalo be?
Will
it be huge?
They're going to be outnumbered.
Are there that many people from Buffalo out in L.A.?
I don't think you'll be outnumbered, but there'll be a lot.
Have you been to Buffalo? They're in L.A.
Yeah, DeMarco, you worked that game a couple of years ago when the Rams came storming back, right? Almost won.
Yeah.
And on the final drive, there was a bad call, and then they ended up losing.
I left with a bigger appreciation, a more respect of Josh Allen, because they sent everything they had after him. They had him on the move, and they still couldn't get that big guy on the ground. It was like watching Big Ben resurrected.
Well,
same
keep in
thing.
Mind, his last game was like that duel with
Mahomes.
My God. That
back
was unbelievable.
And forth and back and forth. It's such a great game.
What's the spread of Burrows, Mahomes? That's
one and a half.
AFCs.
Buffalo by 1.5.
Because you still don't know what Stafford's elbow's like, right? Some questions about that?
Although he looked pretty good in the last
practice.
Mason and I were watching him in a practice.
No, I'm saying if you're looking at the...
He looked great.
What gamblers are looking at, right?
Right.
Well, okay, Stafford, we don't know his elbow. How much are they going to throw? The Super Bowl hangover, right? Mason, you're still hungover.
Yeah, I'm still hungover.
Yeah, so you're going to be
Can I be... DeMarco, I'll bounce this off you. So after the Super Bowl, I had the greatest letdown I've ever had. Like, you know how you're so pumped and so hyped and so you just won the Super Bowl and then you have the parade and the rally and all that, and then bam, I had an emotional crash.
The crash.
Did you have that?
Yeah, everybody goes through it. I told this is when the confetti was still falling down. I told Aaron Donald. I said, it's going to feel like you walked right off the parade float right in the training camp.
Hmm.
It's the best, worst feeling you're ever going to have. Because it's great. You just won the last football game. There ain't any more. You're the best team in the world. But it's the last time that team is going to be together.
Right.
So you're saying yay and goodbye all at the same time.
Well, and speaking of that, goodbye. Weird kind of almost footnote today, Miami released Sony Michel.
Wow.
Do you think there's a chance the Rams, now that they can get him for probably whatever price they want, would bring him back in as a backup?
Well, you're going to cut one of them? Cam Akers, Darryl? Because I know
how many running backs.
They like Kyron Williams.
You're
right?
Not cutting Kyron Williams,
right?
Well,
right.
Don't you keep four though?
Three.
You don't.
So Akers, Jake Henderson, Funk is your and Kyron
right.
Williams.
Funk is your fourth.
And
that's your
I know. Sean likes him.
Yeah, and you bring Sony in to run, not be a Funk special teams guy. So this guy, you're going to
today's
cut.
Like the worst day for NFL guys that are 50 through 53, right? Because you think you made the team, and then somebody else cuts. Like say a Sony Michel gets cut, and all of a sudden you're gone. Right? You go from I think I made the team to.
DeMarco, explain the Jimmy G move by the 49ers today to sign him to a non-trade, a no-trade.
Yeah, you've got the answer. Why'd they do it?
No idea. Look, all this says is they don't have confidence in their guy.
Right, it's a hedge, right? That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Didn't Jorge say he's not confident in Trey?
Yeah.
I think that if sources say he's not right. But
you've seen him, right? You've seen him play.
Yeah. I think he's got a unique set of skills. I just don't know if he's going to be the guy that Jimmy G was great at third and seven, hitting somebody on a slant. I like their receivers. I think between Debo and Ayuk, they can stretch the field.
I heard somebody say that if Jimmy G could throw the deep ball, the Niners would have won a Super Bowl by now.
Hands down, if he has a little better, he had stronger arm. But I'll say that I had a conversation with a guy named Dave Barr who played at Cal.
Okay.
And we were talking about the West Coast offense. He said his first 2 years was just learning verbiage and trying to figure out where the ball is supposed to go in certain situations. Most guys, young guys, are going to read one and then take off and run. I think that's what Trey Lance is. But that's not what they're built for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the 49ers are hedging because I'm not sure if having him start makes them better.
How does Trey Lance feel about that? I mean, that's the thing.
About as good as Tua.
About having the highest paid backup quarterback in the league.
How would you like to know if you're Tua in Miami that they were trying to get Tom Brady?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just
okay.
Let me try
something. I was watching Get Up this morning and something happened that I've never ever seen happen before. They were picking a division. Who's going to win a division? It was four guys. It was Mike Greenberg, Dan Orlovsky, Mike Tannenbaum, and I'm forgetting there's one other guy.
Greeny, Tannenbaum,
and there's one other guy.
Quarterback, a GM, and...
Okay. So somebody that played in the league, and Dan Graziano was fourth.
Grazi, okay.
All right. They asked them, pick a team to win the AFC West. So Broncos, Raiders, Chargers, Chiefs. DeMarco, who wins that division?
I said Denver.
Okay. Beto?
Raiders will not. I'm going Chiefs.
Mace?
Chiefs.
I'm either taking the Chargers or the Raiders, but what was interesting about those four was they each took a different team.
Yeah.
Orlovsky is super high in the Broncos like you are. I like Russ. I like Russell Wilson. I just don't think he has enough around him.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to run the ball? Who's going to catch it? Tim Patrick's hurt.
See, I think
he's, Jerry, are you that? Are you like Jerry Judy?
I think he's pretty special. I do. I think Russell's going to change a lot in that division. So
to win it?
It's going to be hard with Kansas City. I get it, even with the Chargers and the Raiders, but I just... This is a Super Bowl winning quarterback stepping into that division. So I've seen that guy up close. I'm picking him and Denver.
By the way, Greg, see if you can find that thing I ran on Friday.
I just want to go against the Raider fans anyways.
About that guy, the Notre Dame analyst who says Justin Herbert's the best player quarterback he's ever seen.
Here it is.
All right, so
what?
What's the name of this guy, Mace? What's it say on him?
Ryan Harris?
Yeah, Ryan Harris is a lineman who played in the NFL. DeMarco, he may have played against you. I might be a little younger than you. He played with Peyton Manning, and he played with Big Ben. He thinks it's the Chargers division. He's the Notre Dame analyst. He was on CBS Radio. Mace, play this clip. I like Justin Herbert, but listen to what he says about him.
Make no mistake, everybody in the AFC, everybody in the AFC West is chasing the Los Angeles Chargers.
Did I get that right? You think Justin Herbert is the best quarterback you've ever seen more than Peyton Manning?
Oh, no. I played with Peyton Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm telling you, Justin Herbert's the better quarterback, best quarterback I've ever seen. It's unbelievable what he does. It is something that's only going to continue to increase, and he's got the most talented arm in the NFL.
All right, DeMarco, he's good. Justin Herbert's good. Best quarterback he's ever seen? That's hyperbole, right?
I would just say probably has potential to be, because what's the one thing Peyton couldn't do? Move.
Right.
Right? He can pick you apart with his brain, great arm. Herbert can do both. So if he advances and gets better, has a chance. Big Ben, same thing. I mean, I don't think there's any quarterback that has, you know, more, how do you say this, more guts than Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
Yeah, to make plays. Outside of Brett Favre, who crossed the line into Stupidville. Like, why would you go there? But Ben Roethlisberger, same thing.
Have you seen in your neighborhood Herbert jerseys? Elementary. Go around the elementaries.
No.
Those blue, baby blue Herbert jerseys are
really
everywhere.
They're awesome.
In elementary schools?
I've seen. I've
kids
seen,
are wearing. Not our guys, not our age.
I've seen a lot
little
of,
kids love cups. Herbert.
In my neighborhood, I see a lot of Aaron Donald jerseys. I've seen a couple of Matt Stafford jerseys. And believe it or not, over the last probably 3 months, I'm starting to see Cooper Kupp jerseys.
You should.
So those, my neighborhood tends to skew Rams.
Yeah. The baby blue one, uniforms. Number one pick in my fantasy football league, Cooper Kupp.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Well, Mace, I mentioned you were doing that last week and people ripping you. Here's the problem.
Why do I go away and just people rip me? Is that what happens?
Here's the problem. You stay here and we rip
you. We do a snake draft and we have 12 teams. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't take Cooper Kupp with the number one pick.
Yeah, but you take a running back number
one.
Yeah,
but no.
Which one?
Look, Jonathan Taylor would be the one. It's either Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp. But
no, I think you should look at Derrick Henry.
How many carries did he have last year?
Derrick Henry's awesome monster.
No, the other one.
Oh, I don't know.
Jonathan Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. Derrick Henry, he would be on my, what is Matthew Berry?
Do not draft.
He'd be on my hate list.
All right, well,
Derrick Henry.
No, Christian McCaffrey should be on your hate list.
332 yards.
Christian McCaffrey is on my hate list. I would never draft
him. Yeah, you can't do that.
I drafted him number one 2 years in a row.
Because of you, he got hurt.
Yeah, no doubt.
The Mason curse?
No, the Mason curse. There is no Mason curse.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no Mason curse.
Draft Cooper Kupp. Draft Cooper Kupp and see what happens to him this year.
No, nothing.
Is there a curse?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. A Mason curse?
Is a Mason curse?
There's no Cooper Kupp.
Oh, absolutely. That was in every Rams game last year. We won the Super Bowl. Barely. I was at the Super Bowl.
No, but I'm saying for fantasy.
Oh, well, for fantasy.
Yeah, Mason says, Beto, that the reason he has finished last 5 out of the last 6 years in the Hollywood Football League is because, and this actually makes some sense, the way I know Mace, is he swears to me that all 6 years he drafted stoned.
Yep.
And this year, he swears he is going to draft sober.
Yes.
Wow. Why?
So he drafted sober in basketball, and he won the whole league.
Basketball, I won. Baseball, I'm in second place right now. Football, Ireland, here I come.
Maybe you need a different dose.
No.
Yes.
Stone cold sober, man.
Nah, you're not a quitter. Don't do that.
No, I'm not quitting.
And you're not fun either.
What do you mean I'm not fun?
We don't need sober.
I'm California sober. I'm good.
We don't need
California sober.
California sober.
It means use a rolling stop.
Use
only
cannabis.
Get loaded on weekends?
Cannabis, but not alcohol.
Wow, that's funny.
California sober is not sober. Let me just tell you that.
I listened to the show. I know. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, exactly.
Where'd you go with that hat? What's up with that hat?
Do you like it?
No.
It's a new Rams hat.
I like DeMarco's hat.
DeMarco's is cool.
DeMarco's got camouflage.
These are the new Rams hats.
No, you got that.
Did team give you that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. You got to kind of get one for your boy on the slide.
Wait a
camouflage.
Minute.
So you don't like this hat?
No.
I think this
hat is like 1998 Miami ready to party.
Wow.
It does look like a Scott Kaplan hat.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a
Scott Kaplan hat.
Wait, you got to take the headphones off, Mace, so you can see the logo.
Oh, it's even worse with the headphones.
Wait, you know when DeMarco walked in with his hat, and I was like, oh, is that one of the new sideline hats? Did you see the other one? It's so ugly. It looks like somebody spilled paint all over it. And then Amanda goes, oh, that's the hat that Mason's wearing today. I was like, yeah, it's pretty ugly.
Not even the swap meet wants that one.
It is a very cool hat.
No, DeMarco's hat's better than your hat.
All you need
are
the Air Monarchs. Wow. The white Nike Air Monarchs with that hat, you are legit ready to go.
Hey, what do you guys got coming up today? How are you going to dazzle the people?
I have no idea. You have two people who don't do radio normally. You expect
those sometimes those are the best shows.
Yeah, man. We'll see.
Yeah.
So we got to
get Lena and Lindsay. She'll tell you what to do.
Lindsay's fantastic producer. We got an hour of good, solid talk.
We got more than that.
We're going to talk about mascots?
Yes.
Stoned Mason?
Oh, are you talking about the...
I don't know. I just made that up.
Mascots. I thought you were going to talk about the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. Their,
way to go, kid.
Poe.
Way to go,
kid. The name of the mascot for the Baltimore Ravens tore his ACL. During the game, during the Ravens game over the weekend.
And he stayed in character, Beto.
Finished the half.
Well, now we have a show. Thanks for giving us a show topic.
The other side of the story is he was replaced at halftime because...
They found somebody else who fits the suit.
They found somebody else
who fits.
Wow. By the way, shout out to David Vasse.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Did you see after he broke like six ribs in his arm. Yep. He stayed in and did sidelines for Spectrum after he, yeah. I mean,
and he did, before
him.
He went to the hospital, he did the pregame interview. Hockey tough. Supposed to do for the network.
All I could think for David Vasse, and I love David.
That's hockey tough.
That's very Mason-y.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, he got a shirt.
He got a hat and he got a column in the LA Times.
Front page ESPN.com.
I've never more wanted Joe McDonald to be alive more than the day after Vasse did that. Can you imagine? Joe would have done three hours. Hammering. Yeah. David used to produce Joe's show.
You know what happened? You know what's going to happen next year for the Southern California sports broadcasters?
Yeah,
he's winning.
Oh yeah, he won last year.
Yeah,
not Mason. Sorry.
No, he won last year too.
He's gonna win every award.
I'm totally good. I've got three Bob Miller awards. I'm good. I got three Bob Miller awards and two Mandy's. I'm good.
And a softball victory.
Yes,
that's right. MVP. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Woo! All right. Coming up next for you, the afternoon drive show, which I cannot wait to hear. 1 hour of material stretched into 3 hours.
Me too. Let me see how we do this.
DeMarco Farr, Beto Duran. Coming up next. We're back tomorrow at 1:07:10.
Go ahead, do it. Go ahead, do it, DeMarco. Get closer to the microphone. Nah, you got a little deeper. You got a little more bass.
Come on. I love that.
DeMarco Farr,
what up, baby?
Washington Husky, Rams sideline reporter, doing his best Scott Kaplan impersonation. Do you even know that song?
Yeah, it was my first Who song.
Really?
Yeah, it was on the rock stations. You know, this is back when music was more, you know, rock? Segregated. So every
way to start
then,
the show 30 seconds in. All
every,
right,
now,
here we
every
go.
Now and then in the house, you know, it'd be like on the rock station and I would hear this. So I'm like, who is this? And this is my first Who song.
Mason and I just got done. So Donald Cap, Bethel Duran alongside DeMarco Farr, the community, the circle of trust is already lit, ready to go. Those two guys are on vacation. Lindsay is here. Hi, Lindsay.
What's up, Beto? How's it going?
Producer extraordinaire. Look, I even have papers. I have three sheets. We have 3 hours ready to go.
Yeah.
And no
always
Laura, no Funch.
You.
And who's this guy?
Taylor.
Taylor
the what?
The fiddler.
Smith.
Taylor Smith. He's like 6'6", bro.
He plays the fiddle, man.
What do you mean he plays
in
the fiddle?
In a rock band.
What's the name of your group again?
Country Cartel.
Country Cartel. Yeah.
He plays the fiddle in a rock band.
Yeah, man.
He's really good.
Country rock.
Wait, are you the guy they went to go see in Hermosa?
Yeah.
That's me.
Oh, okay. I saw the videos. Yeah, you're pretty good.
I think you might be the most underestimated guy in this whole building.
Underassuming, yeah. That's
a
good word.
See? You never know.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Huh?
Underrated.
Yeah.
He's a very talented guy.
Yeah, it's always the,
very, absolutely.
The associate producers who push all the buttons, the wheels of steel, they know what they're doing.
Yes.
As a former board, I know. That's who.
I always say
don't
what's
ever
up.
Say wheels of steel again.
Wheels
I'm trying
steel?
To get something for DeMarco here.
Whatever.
How old are you? You're in your 50s?
No.
Did your dad?
Dude.
you said back when I. You just said when rock used to be segregated, so I'm trying to get you
dude,
wheels
it,
of steel.
It's hit me hard.
The ones and twos.
I have a daughter that's about to be 22.
Wow.
Yeah, like she's almost like, you know, an adult now.
I think so. She doesn't need me no more.
Yeah. Hate it.
All right. So if you're joining us right now, we appreciate you guys as always.
Yeah.
Is it going to be loosey-goosey? It's kind of. DeMarco and I are fun. We get along well.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember when you and I met?
You? Yes. I was thinking about this on the way over. This was old 710.
Yeah.
At the other building.
On La Cienega.
Yeah. So what was that? 04, 05?
Whenever you came to town. So yeah. It was the early 2000s. You were working with Gary Miller.
It was the Gary Miller show.
Yeah.
And then they fired Gary 8 months in and it became the DeMarco Farr show.
And you worked with how many people? Everybody in the building?
Three. And then they brought in Kevin Kiley, and that was that. But I remember. Yeah. I remember.
Cleveland alert. There you
Beto,
go.
Beto, you were just starting, right?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
I was still pushing buttons, and I was answering the phone. So that's how we met. I was answering the phone for you and Gary going back and forth. I was doing a lot of the editing behind the scenes. Around, I think it was around 2004-ish.
Yeah.
And because they had just added the show that morning, that afternoon show that they had. Because it used to be just one.
Okay.
Then you guys took over, so they brought it in.
I went out west, east to east. Missouri, which I
yeah.
Didn't
what
know,
happened to you?
Which I went to St. Louis and started doing this job.
Is that what happened to
you? Yeah, and I was doing an afternoon drive out there. I did not know. It was like you're falling off the face of the earth once you do that.
Okay.
I did not know that. I thought Missouri and California were in the same country.
No.
Whole different world. So when I came back, two things happened. When I worked at Fox, it was a guy named Eric Shanks.
Okay.
Who was like the third producer on the Best Damn Sports Show. When I came back from Missouri, he was running Fox.
Yeah, he's the big guy.
And you were the other guy. I was doing Afternoon Drive, and we had ESPN on, and there you are. I'm like, that's Beto. Beto with a tie.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about boxing or something.
Yeah,
it was cool.
So
yeah.
It was, this is where the adage of always just be nice to everybody on the way up.
Yeah.
Because just like you mentioned, that guy Eric Shanks. Goes from being a producer next, you know, he's running the network.
He's
you know?
The guy. Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, just in general, just be nice to everybody.
Of course.
You know, mentor Jeff Proctor always said, just remember what you were taught in kindergarten. Play well with others.
Yeah, yeah.
Be nice,
dude,
play well.
Speaking of playing well, my respect was always there. Like, I was thinking, I said, I don't think I can offend Beto.
No.
Because you're cool. You're a cool guy. We can go back and forth. But my respect for you went to like 10 to like 11, 12, 15, that softball game. Because you brought it. You absolutely brought it. Right. Come on now. Without you, we don't win.
Without me.
Without you, we don't win.
I can only imagine if I was sober, what would
happen? Everybody knows that. Yeah,
and how good was my cooler?
Me, you, and Ramona.
Yeah, our
cooler. Me and Ramona were talking about you. Oh, your cooler was outstanding.
My cooler was fantastic.
Yeah, we should have kept you away from Funch, though.
Oh, Funch.
You messed up Funch's game. It was him.
I think I enhanced his game.
No, you messed it all up.
No, because he had no game.
Yeah,
but no, that's how we met, because I was back then, I was editing, I was answering the phones, doing all stuff behind the scenes, and at that time, I didn't know I wanted to be on air. I wanted to be Lindsay. I wanted to be a producer. I wanted to be Amanda. I wanted
get
to just
out of here.
Yeah, because people that are on air get fired. And I kept seeing people. Remember, you were on air.
Wait a minute.
You were on air and got fired. Gary Miller got fired.
The two guys that just left.
Got fired. Plenty of times.
Right, right. And came back.
And I would watch that, and like I was like, wow.
Well, if the PD didn't die. If the PD didn't die back in the day, we lost our PD to a heart attack.
Yes,
no joke. Great guy, Ray Calusa.
Super
nice.
If
the PD doesn't die, I think
super nice.
The whole world is different.
If he didn't
die. I'm serious.
So the show's off to a good start.
I'm dead serious. Come on now. He was a great guy.
Yeah, so I remember you telling me, like, you can do something in this business. You're the one of the ones. You and Gary were telling me, like, you can do something on air. I was like, not really. Shelly Smith also.
I always thought you wanted to be on air.
You told me one day, dude, you're such a good comedian. Like, where do you perform? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're so quick.
Oh.
He goes, you thought I was a stand-up comedian.
What was his name? He died. He was the another guy that died.
Another guy died.
A lot of death talk.
A lot
so
of death
far.
Talk. Brody Stevens.
Yeah, Brody Stevens.
You reminded me of Brody.
Okay, Brody was good.
Brody
he was always
a
Dodger
guy.
Games.
Yeah, he was always the warm-up guy. He always had a joke. Whatever you said to him, within 3 seconds, he had a joke.
Yeah, Brody's my homie. That was
you reminded me of him.
So you told me, you're like, where do you perform at? I want to go check you out. I'm like, I'm not a comedian. I was just a smartass.
Yeah.
Or still am.
Perfect for radio.
Perfect for radio. And then,
no doubt.
So that's what happened to you? You went to St. Louis?
Yeah, man. I was with Kiley.
Oh, my God.
It was miserable.
Oh, my God.
It was. And I like Kevin. Every time I see Kevin, or when I did see Kevin, I'd give him a big hug.
Yeah.
You know, you know, we're all cool.
He was cool.
It was just miserable. I was not ready for him.
No, nobody's ready. So Kevin Kiley, for those of you listening, back in when ESPN Radio was get going, they brought this guy. He used to have a national show with Chuck Booms. I remember listening to him.
Yeah.
And so for those of you in the community who think I'm anti-everything, who was a curmudgeon and I'm salty about it, no, this guy was the ultimate, but he knew how to dig really well.
He was like Skip Bayless's like mean uncle.
He was Skip before Skip.
Yeah, but even meaner.
Absolutely. Yeah, like, and it wasn't an act.
No, it wasn't an act. How he was.
He was. And he came in, and DeMarco comes in with this, like, hey, former NFL guy, bubbly personality, this, this, and that. And
to you my get knowledge, thrown in, radio was fun.
Not with him.
I didn't know. Wait, I thought, you know, you can have fun on radio. No, this guy, like, hated life.
Yeah.
Then why are you on the radio? And why am I with you?
And he, so, yeah. and he was, he'd have the glasses really low. The reading glasses, you know, like the really low.
Yeah.
Just kind of look at you. We're sitting in the dark studio. Like, and when I worked on his show, I was like, man,
you should have been our producer then.
No,
because we had Drew Belzer. Ah, see, right.
Oh man, so this is what I'm glad. This is the first time you and I have actually talked since you came back to LA.
I know.
Because when you came back to LA, I was working the Chargers. I was doing pre and post for the Chargers.
I saw you in the stadium.
Yeah, at a state in the stadium.
I'm like, dude, you have grown up. Yeah, you got a suit on and everything. What
yeah. Then I started doing ESPN TV back and forth. We just blew up. So, but I'm glad you're here. So when they told me that I'm working with you, I was like, heck yeah,
good stuff.
And I kid you not, I almost had to take today off.
Why?
Just to take care of some stuff. Because, you know, kids going back to school. This is
you going
that.
Tom Brady on me?
Ah, we're going to get into Tom Brady doing some stuff. Oh, we got some interesting things.
I'm 45.
Things. I'm 44 now, so I know exactly what Tom's going through.
I got to go buy Depends.
No, and then when she told me, when Lindsay told me, like, you're working with DeMarco, I'm like, oh, you know what?
I can
figure some things out.
I like working with Lindsay. She's fun.
So I've never worked with you. I wanted to have fun with you. I wanted to check things out because you're a boxing fan. You're a sports fan. At the end of the day, though, you enjoy what you do.
Absolutely.
Which is not many people get to do that.
It's fun.
Where were you this weekend?
Fun. Cincinnati. I was there from Tuesday to Saturday.
Why?
Watching the Rams joint practices.
Oh, they did the joint practices out there?
Out there. Didn't you see the Aaron Donald stuff?
Is that where it happened?
That's where it was out there.
I'm also in the mode of, it's baseball season right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right now we're good. And also, I'm just like you. I'm a salty vet.
You know what?
Preseason football, I don't care.
How do you cover a team that's almost 50 games above 500?
I wait to the playoffs.
I'm serious. Like, what do you have to say about the Dodgers? Just pick on Dave Roberts every day?
Pretty much.
What else is there?
Yeah, it's
really
there isn't much to pick on, but we're gonna get into Dodgers. Okay. Some news coming out of the Dodgers. Tony Gonsolin, Dodgers continue to roll.
Yeah,
because you're a casual baseball fan.
I love baseball. I'm trying to get into the Dodgers.
Have you gone a game this year?
Yes, but I'm trying not to be fake and phony like people that just move here and all of a sudden become Captain Dodger.
But you grew up in the
Bay Area.
In the Bay Area, Ricky Henderson area, right?
The A's are my team. Yeah, that's my team.
So the 80s A's were your squad.
Yes. And
Dave Stewart and all that.
I'm hurting right now. We're hurting.
That sucks to be you.
No, because no.
I'm just saying.
I feel like there's probably,
I didn't know that, right?
There's probably not a worse team.
See?
In baseball to be a fan of. But
she shows up at a car wreck and goes, wow, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wow, you're dead.
As someone who's had some rough years of fandom, I'm just saying.
It's bad.
Pretty bad.
So,
But Oakland fans are hardcore. They love their team.
The
they're going to stick with them no matter what. I have family.
At least I am.
When my family came from Mexico, they lived in Alameda.
Yeah.
So my brother Gabriel actually was living right by the stadium, and his favorite guy to this day is Bert Campaneris.
Wow.
So they used to go to A's games, he and the kids in the neighborhood, and they would get, like, he tells a story that one time he got the shin guards from one of the catchers, and they were walking around down Alameda
when
you could still do that.
That's
kind
cool.
of stuff. So the A's fans are hardcore and really there for you. And, man.
There's not many of us.
Yeah, there's about, 20 of you?
about. I think we lost another guy yesterday.
They won yesterday. They actually had a Mexican kid from Mexicali named Adrian Martinez
come
do
on.
Work for the A's. They beat the Yankees yesterday. So we'll get into that. Get into baseball. We'll get into what's going on with DeMarco. It's football season finally here.
Thank goodness.
Okay. I was telling Lindsay.
Thank goodness it's football
when
season.
When Cap was trying to talk to me about Aaron Donald's extension in May, I shut him down. No.
Why?
It's May. I don't want to talk about football.
Oh, we can do that 24/7.
But now we can do it this
week. All right, go ahead.
Right, when they were talking about Matthew.
Oh, you're baseball. Your
no, it's not baseball. It's just like right now. What's in front of me right now?
Your clock is set to baseball.
No, it's not really. It's just more of what's this week. Like Aaron Donald, we knew Aaron Donald was going to get an extension.
Right? I didn't.
Come on.
I really didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
How much did he get?
They tipped him like $40 million.
Yeah, he's getting
that. I never thought that would happen.
How much did you make? $40 million?
He made a lot of money. I made a lot of money.
So we'll get into that. Yeah. Football season is here. College football. I'm a big college football guy. I'm excited about that because I want to go tailgate at SC, even though they changed the rules up. UCLA, all that good stuff. NFL is here. DeMarco's here. Sideline reporter extraordinaire for the Rams Radio Network. We're going to talk some baseball. We're going to talk with you, figure things out. Tom Brady's coming up. You saw what happened to Tom Brady, right?
No, I Lindsay showed me something.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
I think she's making up stuff.
No, we're going to get into that. Okay. All that good stuff. Circle of Trust. The community's alive. DeMarco's here. Are you on Twitter, DeMarco?
I am.
What's your Twitter?
At DeMarcoFar1. I'm looking at it right now.
Do you use your Twitter?
Every now and then. You know?
Do you know about the Circle of Trust?
I do know. I'm not sure if I trust the Circle of Trust.
Do you know about the community?
I do know about the community.
Okay, so the community is different. You got to get into the community. All right, in the commercial break, we'll show you how to use the community features on Twitter.
See?
That way you can interact with the community because they're going to love you today. Because,
okay.
What am I getting hooked into? Boom. Love Duran Sports and DeMarco. See, they don't even know how to tag you yet. Have a great show.
At DeMarcoFar1. There you go.
All right, go follow him. DeMarcoFar1.
Yes.
There it is. DeMarco Farr, Bethel Duran. It's the Dono and Cap on ESPN 710.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Go ahead, Groove. 10-year-old DeMarco's just moving the shoulders right now, right?
Stealing my dad's suit.
Yeah, happy birthday, Michael Jackson.
Hey!
Born on this day, 1958.
All right, how old would Michael have been?
He died in 2009.
Anybody can do math? How old would he have been?
If he was born in 58, oh my gosh, it's going to take me a long time to figure
out. Just go to the calculator function on your computer.
Yeah, I couldn't cheat off you in college, Lindsay.
I was horrible at math. Listen.
Who did you cheat off of at Washington?
Definitely Taylor. Definitely Taylor.
I thought it was Tyler.
Taylor.
Oh, okay.
I just told you, man. I told you 2 seconds ago.
T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yeah.
All right. Let me write that.
64.
He would have been 64. And still making music. You know he would have done it.
I had to use the calculator.
Turn that up a little bit. Taylor.
God bless him.
Work it.
Miss you, Michael.
Oh, man.
And Prince.
Look at you.
If you can only have one back, who would you have?
Oh,
go, quick, anybody. Prince or Michael Jackson?
Prince, for sure.
Prince.
100%.
You know, I'm going to go Prince.
I got to go Michael if you guys are all going Prince.
Because you're the older guy.
Because I want Prince too, but I can't say it. Love for Michael.
So on the community, I tweeted DeMarco's Twitter account, his handle. It's DeMarco1. But if you go to that account, Bethel Duran and DeMarco Farr here on 710 ESPN, filling in for Sedano and Cap, it says
it's DeMarco Farr 1.
DeMarco Farr. DeMarco Farr, 2 R's, 1.
Yeah.
All right. It says Kennedy Eagle. That's your high school.
That's it.
UW Husky.
Woof.
LA St. Louis Rams Super Bowl 34 champion.
Yes, sir.
1991 Super Bowl national champion.
Yes, sir. Beat Michigan.
Star Wars extraordinaire.
Love it.
Exceptional salmon chef.
Okay. Debatable.
Okay.
The last two haven't gone well.
Toddler Wrangler.
Not anymore. She's 7. Yeah.
We might need to update this a little
bit. Does 7 count as a toddler?
No.
What's 7 now? Kid?
Old.
Kid.
That's like, yeah.
You know what that is?
What's next after toddler?
I think the next one that I know of is like preteen, but that's not until like 10, 11, 12.
You know what? Seven is freedom.
Kid, yeah.
That means they go to school and you're available 8 to 3 now.
Pretty much. Yes. Right. Okay, there we go.
But your name, and you're verified, by the way, it's Baby Whale.
Baby Whale. Yes, my first football name.
Why?
Because I looked the same.
How old did you get this nickname?
10.
You were 10.
So same body type, same everything, just about 100 pounds.
Now, is this flag football or Pop Warner?
This is Pop Warner.
You got pads on.
I have pads on. And I have two older brothers. I get routinely thrown out of PE for being too rough. Seriously.
Okay.
Because I'm the youngest of three.
Yeah.
So the way we roughhouse, it seems like we're fighting. So I used to get thrown out of
houses. How old are the older brothers?
We're all 2 years apart.
10, 12, 14.
14.
Oh, you're getting worked.
Oh, my. All day. But it's fun, though. I'm learning.
Yeah. You don't know no better.
So I'm rough and tumble. So football has always been a part of my family's life. So I'm playing Pop Warner, and I'm playing offensive line. And I'm playing against this kid.
Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Pop Warner, they go by weight classes,
yeah,
right? So were
this
you.
This is Pee-wee, 100 pounds.
So were you where you're supposed to be, or did they move you up
because
you were a big kid?
This is back in the day where everybody had to weigh the same.
Oh, okay, okay.
So we're 100 pounds.
Okay,
and
okay.
And there were some kids that were smaller. And I knew this poor little kid. Glasses, shoulder pads didn't fit. He didn't want to be out there.
Okay.
His dad was making him play.
Okay.
Right? So I could bury this kid, and I chose not to. Like, I'm an offensive tackle, chose not to block him, and I just go block somebody else, and that kid made a play. So they called the same play again, and my coach is yelling at block this guy.
This is during the game.
This is during the game.
Okay.
Coach is screaming, block this guy, block this guy, block this guy. And I don't want to hurt the kid, so I go around him and block somebody else. Kid makes a play again. So he starts screaming at me and goes, you're a baby whale. You're so big, and you have a pea brain. And it stuck. Yeah. And it stuck.
Who said this?
My coach. So then everyone started calling me Baby Will. But, you know, look, in Richmond, where I'm from, no one knows me as DeMarco. It's all Baby Will.
Everybody. So if we go up there.
And say Baby Will.
So if we say, hey, where's DeMarco Farr? Don't know.
They'll say one of them Farrs.
One of them Farrs.
One of them Farrs.
We say Baby Will.
They know you're talking about me.
No way.
Oh, yeah, Baby Will. That's how they used to announce me, like, in high school. It carried on. When I make a play, they would say the Baby Will.
So you get a sack in high school?
The Baby Whale.
Baby Whale, yes. On the tackle.
Sack on the play by
Baby Whale.
The Baby Whale.
What would the crowd say?
Oh, they go nuts. It's funny. Yeah.
Now, let me get this straight. Your coach, see, now this is where we're going to get into this later on too.
Yeah.
About the mentality of kids these days. We're not going to be the
Did
old
you
man.
Did you see the Tlaib video?
We're going to.
Kind of there, but just back it down about 25%.
Now, this was what, in the 80s when you were a Baby Whale?
When
Baby Whale was born?
Early 80s, yes.
You can insult a kid like that.
That's an insult?
In 2022, it's an insult.
Oh, really? Oh.
You have a what kind of body?
A whale body.
And what kind of brain?
Pea brain.
DeMarco.
What?
If think about it. In 2022, you're coaching Pop Warner.
Yeah?
If you say that to a kid, how quick is some parent going to the board and complaining about you?
I don't know. I think I've said it last year when I was a softball coach.
Yeah.
Oh my God, am I getting in trouble?
Yes.
I didn't know. Is Baby Whale bad?
You can't.
I did not know.
You can't say it as a softball coach to a seven-year-old?
Seven-year-old girls.
You called them a pea brain?
A baby whale or something, you know?
Was it
just
your
messing,
kid?
Just messing around. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, your kid's fine.
Well, my kid, everyone's kid. If we go through a drill and you mess up, come on now. Hey,
no.
You're holding up practice.
I'm surprised you
Let's
still
got
a
baby
job.
Whale.
No,
come
no,
on now.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
We laugh and joke. It's all good.
Well, yeah, we Come laugh on. And joke until the lawsuit comes.
I love them. You're going to get me sued.
No.
I didn't know it was a bad
emotional
thing.
Distress.
Is that what they're calling it?
Well, think about the neighborhood you live in, too.
Yeah?
How many lawyers are up there?
A bunch. Their dads are right there. Everybody's at practice.
They're not listening. They're probably on their phone, doing something else.
They're right there.
They're not paying attention.
They heard me. They know I love them.
No. How many other insults
And
did
the
you
coach,
have?
The coach that called me Baby Will loves me. He was a deacon in our church.
Of course he was.
He was a great guy. He was a great guy.
The
Come
deacon.
On. He was a great dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, like on Friday, the deacon came
Motivation.
In on hand, too.
Motivation. Look, that guy, his voice came into my head on the biggest play of my life in the Super Bowl.
Do tell.
In the Super Bowl when we beat the Titans.
Uh-huh.
When I was dead dog tired.
What happened?
And I couldn't sweat anymore.
What year?
This was 99.
Uh-huh.
So this was what? A good 18 years after that.
Okay.
The only voice I heard was his.
How so?
Because I was dead tired. I was getting ready to quit. That's how tired I was.
So fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Game coming down.
Game coming down. It's the last play. We were dead you haven't seen this video?
For the
of me being dead dog tired?
Audience listening right now. Remember, they haven't heard you on the radio
Have you seen
in
this
a while.
Before? Have you seen that video of me
I've
being
not,
dead
no.
dog tired?
No.
Dick Vermeil saying, you went out of the game with 26 seconds to go?
Reset this, baby. Reset this. I haven't heard this story.
Everybody's heard this story.
We haven't. Remember, Kevin Kiley wouldn't let you talk. So
1999, we're playing the Titans in Atlanta for the Super Bowl, for the championship. And it comes down to the last play. But right before that,
Me and Kevin Carter, the starting defensive end, came off the field because we were tired. Okay, now why were we tired? How many minutes are there in a quarter in a football game?
It's supposed to be 15.
15. Okay, so the greatest show on turf. You know how long they had the ball in the second half of that game? 7 minutes. Which means we were out there against Eddie George and Steve McNair for like 23 minutes.
The defense was gassed.
We were gassed. So we came out, took a breath, and then came back in to win the game. So I am beyond tired. I can't even sweat anymore. I can't even think.
See, okay, it's not tired. That's the voice of DeMarco Farr, Rams sideline reporter.
Can't you haven't heard the story.
No, I told you Kylie didn't let you talk, okay, bro. So it's not that you're tired. You are exhausted and everything is just
beyond.
You're looking for the oxygen tank.
That year, we were in Philadelphia, and as a special treat, Joe Frazier came and spoke to
us.
You're right. So, and two things shocked me, like what he talked about and how much fun he made of Ali. Like, man, you must really hate this guy to your core. You're still making fun of him.
Yep.
This, but he also said fighting Ali was as close as he would come to dying, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, sure enough, 3 or 4 weeks later, I felt that way in a football game. Like, I can't remember anything.
Okay.
The calls. This is all just instinct right now. So, the only voice I heard in that situation, as when I'm tired, near death, was that coach that nicknamed me Baby Will.
What did he tell you?
Just his
voice. What did
you
hear?
His voice, his motivation. Just all that stuff. That's why I didn't take it personally. The guy loved me.
Of course we're not taking it personally because he was looking out for your best interest.
Absolutely.
But this is fascinating what you're telling me right now because in a moment like that, the biggest play of your career, you've been a national champion at Washington.
I went past mom. Everything. Went past brothers. I went past – what did Adrian Broner, one of those raps, syrup sandwiches. I went past that.
Yeah.
All the motivation in the world. I am through all of that. I am into no man's land. But the only voice I heard was him.
You're in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Crowd
Everybody
is rocking.
And I can't
Everybody
hear a, I can't hear a thing.
You can't hear nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. I don't even know what the call was. I have no idea.
But at that moment, this voice comes in, and you hear him just motivate you?
Get your right hand down. Get your butt down. Get your butt up. Head up. Screaming. I got you. I'm doing everything this guy told me from when I was 10 years old. Really?
The first year playing Pop Warner came back to you because you go back to the basics and
get
the fundamentals.
Get your butt up. Get off the football. Make a play. Don't quit. All that stuff. All that came back on that last play.
It's the Donald and Cat, Bethel Duran, DeMarco Farr. This is fascinating to me because as a reporter, when I would interview athletes, when I would talk to players, you can ask them about the play that happened in that game. They don't know. You can ask them about yesterday's game, they don't know. But if you ask them about August 28th, Pop Warner at Fleming Junior High, you guys remember exactly what happened against who you played and what it was. And in the Super Bowl, DeMarco, you're telling me that it was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So that stadium, the dome, as loud as it can be.
Rocking.
NFL films, cameras everywhere.
Everything.
You're hearing the Deacon.
The Kurt Warner story, that movie that came out, all part of that.
Dick
Vermeil just went to the Hall of Fame, all a part of that. Isaac Bruce just went in, all a part of that. Marshall, Hall of Fame, all a part of that play. If Mike Jones doesn't make that play, all that stuff goes away. Exactly.
Mike Jones?
If Mike Jones doesn't make that play, all that stuff goes away. So we were dead dog tired. Not just me. Everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody was spent. So you're drawing... You're summoning energy from a place that's personal. This is you and ball right now.
Yeah.
So mine, that coach's voice came up.
Did you tell him that?
He's dead.
Oh.
Another dead
moment. Wow.
Dead people day.
I'm sorry. But yeah, that came up again. I can't believe you didn't hear that story.
No, I've never heard it.
Oh, my God, yeah. That told it on the America's Game. About 1,000 times about when the Rams went to the Super Bowl.
There's a different audience, man.
Vermeil brought it up again in the Hall of Fame.
I was busy that day. The Circle of Trust is loving it right now, man.
Are they really?
They're loving it, the Circle of Trust, because, you know, this is a chance for you. I mean, you don't fill in that often here on the station because you're busy doing a bunch of the other things.
Yeah.
So to get a chance to hear from you, that's cool, man.
I almost slugged Vermeil. I love him. He doesn't know this. Like, I'm dead. He knows me. I will go to the end of the earth to win a football game. So I'm coming off. And he looks at me and goes, "You want out of the game now? Yeah, man, I'm dead.
Your legs are done. Your legs are done.
Yeah, bro.
There's no salt left in you.
No, nothing.
No electrolytes,
nothing. You ever seen those gray shirts that you have on?
Oh, yeah.
It was dry, Beto, after 4 quarters of football.
Of course. But you heard the Deacon.
I did, yeah. God bless him. Thank God. Baby Will.
Baby Will.
I didn't know I was going to get hit with a lawsuit, though.
Well, I mean, stop insulting kids when you coach
Look,
him.
Look, our girls decided we were the Blue Dolphins, and then we were the Golden Eagles. But halfway through the Golden Eagles, they wanted to change it to the Golden Sushis. So we were calling each other like Big Tuna.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, okay. Yeah, we had that sort of team. Okay, we love each other. Come on now.
The next team you coach, they got to be the Baby Whales.
I thought about that. Okay. I thought about
that.
You can't do it. Why not? Come on now.
Somebody's going to complain. No. It's 2022. Somebody's going to complain.
We're good.
Baby Whale, man. The Baby Whale, DeMarco Farr, Super Bowl champion. And right here, Bethan Whittier says, after the softball game, I said, what up, Baby Whale? DeMarco was totally cool with
it. There we go.
Man.
Yes, sir.
That's it. All right. We're going to get into the Baby Whale. More about this. We're going to talk some Dodgers. And again, the college football, all that good stuff. As you know, Sit Down on a Cap, the show just rolls. There's a plan. Lindsay does a great job producing. There is an outline. But next thing you know, you're talking about the Deacon and Baby Whale, and I get stuck in, and I'm lost with it, man, because I want to hear more about the DeMarco Farr insults when he was growing up. Because you know there's some names, especially with the football coaches, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's some drills that you can't do anymore. You can't put them in the bull ring.
Is it wrong to want to go back to those times?
No.
Is it wrong?
We'll talk about that.
I think we were better off back then.
We'll talk about that. Sedano and Cap, Bethel Duran, DeMarco Farr, Baby Whale. Who's this? Taylor.
Oasis.
Oh.
From their debut album, Definitely Maybe.
This is the brothers that fight all the time,
all the time.
Oh, the Gallaghers, yeah. Yeah,
hate each other. Big boxing fans, by the way.
I bet. They fight each other a lot. Yeah.
They used to go to Ricky Hatton's fights all the time.
Oh, there's only one Ricky Hatton.
Oh,
laying
man.
Flat on his back, not cold, and they're still singing that song.
Oh, absolutely.
Gotta love
them. They ran out of beer. They ran out of beer when Ricky Hatton would fight.
Gotta love him.
I was there in Vegas for that fight.
Yeah. Which one?
When Mayweather knocked him out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was before I was working in boxing, so I was there as a degenerate drunk hanging out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I ended up in the room where you watch it, the closed circuit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was shooting craps, and then all of a sudden the British people were walking by.
Great people.
So I just followed them, right?
Yeah.
I had nothing to do. I started walking with all the British singing, there's only one Ricky Hatton. I ended up in the... Because there were so many of them that they stopped taking their tickets. They just took over the closed caption.
See, they brought it with Lennox.
Yes.
Lennox Lewis. They were going nuts, walking along, singing this song, walking in some wonderland. And then Ricky Hatton, they just brought it to a whole new level.
Yeah, man.
Have you gone on a Conor McGregor weekend?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Good Lord. I'm serious.
That's the Irish. They're ready to go.
Wow.
Yeah, so fights are always fun. I've yet to work a fight across the pond, as they say.
Yeah.
I work for Matchroom Boxing every now and then. And
do you?
I keep telling them, like, hey, if you have a fight in London, I'll go. I just want to see a fight in London.
Man.
It's crazy.
Do you
I've
like
heard.
Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw him on the sideline when the Rams were there. And I wanted to take a picture, right? So I like, put your hands up, pretend like we're going to fight.
Nope.
When I put my dukes up, he went into like defense mode. Like, that's a threat to him. I'm like, whoa, bro. Whoa. That's just a picture. Whoa, no. It's like, well, don't do that, man.
Yeah.
I think you want to hit me or something.
Yeah. So Donna and Cap, Bethel Duran, that's the voice of Baby Whale, DeMarco Farr, here with you till 7 o'clock on 710 ESPN. Yeah, Tyson Fury, that's a mountain of a man.
You know what? Just admit it. And live with it. He's the best heavyweight in the world.
Right now he is.
Yes.
And he'll come back and he'll make $100 million.
I know he has back fat. But the guy can
Are
fight.
You going to tell him?
Of course. He'll tell you. He doesn't look the part of heavyweight champion, but the dude is the best fighter out there right now. Come on.
Yeah, you're the sideline reporter for the Rams, so you see a lot of cool things. Tyson Fury on the sideline, that must have been big for you.
Man, Michael Brockers, one of the ex-Rams. He's in Detroit now.
Yeah.
One of the biggest cats I've ever seen in my life. About 6'5", 300 pounds, yeah. 310. About 12% body fat, like very impressive. And he looked tiny next to Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury. Even Deontay Wilder, he's 6'7"-ish.
Yeah.
But he's skinny. He's like 220 maybe, right? Fury's just a massive, massive.
Would you let Deontay Wilder hit you in the face with a right hand for $1 million?
No.
$2 million?
No.
$5 million?
I like my, five, yeah. I can be bought, you know, because that jaw is going to get broken. I remember when Deontay Wilder knocked out Dominic Brazil.
Yeah. Oh.
Dominic Brazil is a big dude, about 6'7". I used to go to the gym where Brazil was at.
And collapsed him like a building, didn't he?
Yeah. He became a meme.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's fun. You know, Fury, all that boxing, the heavyweights, they're just monster guys. All right, it's National Red Wine Day. Do you drink red wine?
Every now and then.
So how come we didn't have any UB40 coming back, man? That's what we need, some UB40. Let's be a little cliche-ish there. Taylor, as we have Oasis too.
It's a long day.
All right.
Yeah, we've only got like, you know, 7 or 8 more rejoins. So
I don't know.
We'll get in there.
We might only have like another 8 minutes left in this show. I said we had a good hour. I think we're good for an
hour. We're good. What do you got? Yeah.
All right. So How many years were you in the NFL?
8 if you count the Niners.
Okay, but, so yeah. 8. Training camp gets old after what, 3-4 days?
Oh man, first day. Depends.
Okay.
Like if you're single, training camp's fun.
Why?
You're young. You're in your 20s. It's like going off to, you know, camp or something. Okay. And you're starting out in life. It's fun. There's no one home that you have to worry about. So that's fun. When you're married with kids and you have to go to camp, it stinks. Yeah, bro. That's what I mean. You guys don't get it, man. I'm away from home.
And that was before cell phones, right? So what would you do?
Before cell phones? We had cell phones back then.
When you played? Hold on. When you played, there were cell phones?
Yes.
No.
I had a phone in my car. Come on.
And your phone in your car. But was there a cell phone? There was no FaceTime.
We had the flip phones. Yeah, no. It was all phone calls and stuff.
What years did you play?
94 to 2001.
Okay, come on, man. You had a chip phone or what? You had the Motorola?
Motorola phones, whatever the popular things
were. That was expensive, though, because that's when you have to wait till it goes dark, right? After 7 o'clock, you get the free minutes?
I have no idea. I just
You were that rich, huh?
I just use a phone. I don't know. Yeah.
You were that rich.
Pager in college. That was the big thing. And then cell phones. The Sidekicks were the big deals.
Okay, yeah.
They were just coming out. So
phones were expensive.
And then
back
Blackberries.
Then.
Yeah.
So you weren't FaceTiming. You that didn't exist yet. iPhone did not exist when you were playing.
No, phone calls and surprise visits. That's how we used to handle stuff.
Daddy!
Yeah. When the youngins right now say pull up, you guys didn't invent that. We did. We invented the pull up. Yeah.
But you didn't have Twitter to tell you to pull up. Right. We're getting plenty of people in trouble right now. So quarterbacks, obviously, you don't like them. You're a defensive guy, right?
I like mine, yeah.
But they also get treated different.
They do.
Right? There's special rules for the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So where was Tom Brady for the last 11 days?
I have no idea. I heard it was the Masked Singer. Did that get debunked already?
Okay, so the rumors are out there. So you got the Masked Singer. What other rumors have you heard?
The ones I can say were the Masked Singer.
Okay.
Just wanted a break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we know this. He's 45 years old.
And something around Giselle.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I heard.
So today's rumors are, because Tom came back and did a press conference, and he talked about it. Obviously, Tom never says anything. He did announce that he's going to have a new show on SiriusXM with a Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald, which is his regular podcast that he does once a week during the year.
Yeah.
But fans now are looking at the way Tom Brady, his appearance. Like, wait, he was gone for 11 days and he comes back and his cheekbones are a little higher. His jawline's a little bit more chiseled. So the rumor today and the theories, because this is still preseason, that Tom Brady had plastic surgery.
Tom Brady had plastic surgery.
Those are the rumors today.
On his face.
On his face.
Is that what I'm hearing?
This is what
that's
you're hearing.
That's what you're trying to tell me. Is that what you're trying to tell me earlier, Lindsay?
that's what you're
Tom
trying
Brady
to
has listen, plastic surgery on his face?
It's not like I came up with this theory.
Right
I just
before
saw
the
it.
Season started?
I saw it on the internet, and I just thought, this is kind of crazy, but I don't know if I believe he had plastic surgery, but he definitely looks different.
He's a 7-time world champion.
His face looks very skinny.
That would be the most unprofessional thing in the world. If you go have elective plastic surgery in August when I'm in camp. Yeah, that doesn't fly.
I don't believe it, but I'm just saying something's going on with his face. Look, like we
can
haven't
you
seen,
heal that fast?
We
you need
seen
a couple weeks when you do your face. You need a couple weeks.
He's been gone 11 days.
Hey, remember, that'll help because it depends on what you did. Mind you, do I think he did plastic surgery? No.
Stop it.
I don't
Stop
think so.
It.
But as a guy who loves his Botox, you know, you need a couple days to reduce some time. Remember when Jerry Jones got the facelift?
Well, that was obvious.
But he was right back in there.
That was obvious.
So Jerry should have took a couple weeks off. And then he comes back, it's not as obvious.
I think
and it's also Jerry was much older.
I think Tom Brady is about as lean as any athlete can be.
Very.
And it makes him look different.
Why does he look so different now than he did last time, the end of last season?
He and LeBron James. maybe LeBron might spend more, but it's probably
couple
close.
Million.
No, I say Tom Brady probably is edging LeBron. Tom Brady spends millions on his body per year.
Mm-hmm.
Workouts, diets.
Hyperbaric chambers.
Everything.
The food. You know,
everything.
The elk meat. You know,
he's about
stuff.
As healthy as a human being can be.
Yeah, you should not look that good at 45.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what he looks like. I don't think it's plastic surgery. My goodness. What are we talking about here? Tom Brady has plastic surgery in August.
But you can see this though, right?
And the team let him do it.
Also, DeMarco, I don't think anyone is suggesting that that's and I could be wrong, you know, the people on the internet have wild theories, but like, I don't think anyone's saying like that's why he was gone. They're just saying that like he looks a lot different since he's been back.
But if you're gone, you can get two for one, you know, take care of home, get a little eye lift, no problem.
Sure, yeah. But no one's really seen him. Like he hasn't really been out in the public since the end of last season.
You know what?
I just wanted to get you riled up.
He looks like a dude that's, you know this about boxers. He looks like a dude that's getting ready to weigh in.
Okay.
How they're all drawn in. They look different. Yeah. And then they hydrate.
Yeah, but they don't look this pretty,
yeah,
man.
He never looked like this before. I feel his face is dramatically different.
It's August. He's in shape. Come on, people. I can't believe we're having this discussion.
Now,
wow.
This is why I hate talking during the preseasons. I hate talking about football because this is the stuff that gets out there.
And
because
that's
we haven't seen
him
in a while. So it's like, oh, right away, the rumors just go crazy.
What do you think he's doing now, like during training camp? That might have been the perfect 11 days to get away because he's not working. The other guys are. The other quarterbacks are trying to make the team. Brady is the starter.
He doesn't need to work at training camp, right? Right now?
He doesn't need as much as some.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, he can pick this up after the last preseason game and be ready for
now,
the opener.
What are some of the crazy theories you've heard during your camp when guys would miss?
Oh, wow. Guys would miss. Well, Lawrence Phillips.
Oh, okay. That's a different
story.
Yeah,
Lawrence Phillips. I mean, we didn't know until he wasn't there. Yeah. And then they would tell us, you know, he had something going on. And then we'd find out 3 days later it was something legal.
Yeah, and that was before the internet.
We had a guy that wouldn't leave.
What do you mean?
He got cut, and they told him, you're not on the team anymore, but he kept showing up to team meetings. Like, you guys made a mistake. Yeah, it got weird for a hot minute.
Wait.
He wouldn't leave. So they had Final Cuts, the Turk, the guy that comes and tells you, hey, you know, coach wants to see you bring your playbook. So they're cutting guys. So we're seeing people leave. We know he's been cut. But he shows up in the locker room trying to get taped for practice. Like, well, dude, they let you go. No, they made a mistake.
How many days?
Like 2 days. 2 days in a row.
No.
Yeah. Kind of adorable. Like, it's kind of like, aw, he just can't
I felt
let it
him,
go.
Though. Like,
yeah,
he an established player or was he a rookie trying to make it?
He had a cup of coffee somewhere else. Okay. He had kind of a name.
He had been in the league already.
Yeah, and we just couldn't keep him. We just couldn't keep the guy. And he kept showing up for like 2 days. It got kind of weird the last day.
What did you do?
I'm a rookie, man. I'm just trying to.
You're a rookie. You just don't come to me.
I'm trying to figure out where the lunchroom is, but, you know, there's this guy.
Did you take his spot?
No, he's a receiver.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. More stories from training camp. Did Tom Brady get. No, I'm not going to say, did Tom Brady get.
Oh, my God. Lindsay, really?
Why are you saying like
you,
I'm
because you're the one
who
brought it up. You're the one that
Listen,
said it.
Twitter was buzzing about it today.
I told
her
to leave it in there just to get you riled up. First hour in the books. Bethel Duran, DeMarco Farr filling in for Sedano and Cap. More to come. We're going to break down the Dodgers a little bit because I know you want to get into it. We got to go to a game together. We're supposed to talk Lakers because that's the rule.
Yeah.
The rule in LA is you got to talk Lakers eventually, right?
I think so.
Yeah. But
it's always been
But
that
it's
way.
Also football season.
But
we're going to talk
cool,
about
though.
That.
Drama. Pat Bev, baby.
710 ESPN.